In Pakistan today, another verdict, one that has authorities bracing for trouble from Islamic militants. A judge in Hyderabad found four men guilty of kidnapping and murdering Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl. One of the four was sentenced to death, the other three to life imprisonment. Pearl disappeared from the southern city of Karachi last January. A videotape showing him pleading for his life and kidnappers mutilating his body was later delivered to American diplomats. From Islamabad, NPR's Ivan Watson has that story.
After a trial that lasted more than 2 months, the verdict was announced this morning on Pakistan state television.
The anti-terrorism court has sentenced to death Sheikh Umar and life imprisonment to his three accomplices, Fahad Naseem, Salman Saqib, and Sheikh Adil in the Daniel Pearl murder case. They have also been fined 500,000 rupees each.
Key suspect Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh, also known as Sheikh Omar, now faces the hangman's noose. The prosecutor accused this British-born dropout from the London School of Economics of masterminding the plot to kidnap Pearl. Sheikh had earlier served prison time in India for kidnapping four foreign tourists, and he was only released as part of a hostage exchange after terrorists hijacked an Indian airliner and flew it to Afghanistan in 1999. After his conviction today, Sheikh released an angry statement to the public through his defense attorney, Rai Bashir.
He said that the war is going on between the Muslims and non-Muslims. And now this is the time when we shall see who are with the Muslims and who are with the non-Muslims.
Sheikh also said God would decide who died first, himself or the people who sentenced him to death. State prosecutor Raja Qureshi claimed this was just the latest in a series of threats made against him since the trial began last April. Speaking on the telephone from Karachi, Qureshi said he wasn't entirely satisfied with today's judgment.
Well, I'm happy with the verdict partly, and I'm unhappy with the verdict partly for the reason that I had sought death sentence, capital punishment for all the four, because it's a question of conspiracy, and each one of them are equally responsible for it.
Some Pakistani observers question the legitimacy of this trial. From the beginning, authorities barred journalists from the courtroom, citing security reasons. Samina Ahmad is an analyst with the International Crisis Group.
Any case that is tried behind closed doors in some ways is justice denied, because nobody can be quite sure of what went on in that courtroom. We can only rely on the versions given by the government or by the defense team.
In the wake of today's verdict, Pakistani security forces were put on high alert, as police commanders warned of possible reprisal attacks by Islamic militants. On Saturday, unknown attackers hurled a grenade at a group of European tourists in northern Pakistan, injuring at least 12 people. This marked the fourth in a series of bloody assaults on foreign targets in Pakistan since Pearl's kidnapping last January. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Islamabad.